You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can't find those numbers from Warren Sharp that I thought I favorited in my tweets yesterday, but I'll get them for you. Oh, here they are. Oh, no. Here's one about Anthony Richardson, just finishing up that conversation. This was not from Warren Sharp. This is from Sam Block. Anthony Richardson is younger than Shedeur Sanders. Richardson is younger than Will Howard. He's younger than Dylan Gabriel. He's younger than Tyler Shuck. Younger than Caleb Williams. Younger than Bo Nix. Younger than Michael Penix. And he says, and the Colts gave up. And that's probably true. That's probably true. They gave up, at least for now. At least for now. Because they were making the right decision to try and win now. They have to save their jobs. There is no future if they don't win now. They know this, number one. Number two, you don't think they know that Anthony Richardson is overmatched, is inconsistent at best? You don't think they know that? You don't think they feel that every sense of the word, every day? I mean, if they don't, they're not seeing the same thing that we can all see on television. And they see it more. Right? I mean, again, if they thought Anthony Richardson was even remotely close to being ready, there's no doubt they would play him. No doubt. But their minds were made up. Because they know. They see practice that we don't get to see. Right? All right, let's get to, before we get to the ESPN article, let's get to Stevie Ray in Baltimore on line one, Metal, because he wants to weigh in and take, I think, umbrage with something I said about Carson Wentz. What's up, Stevie Ray?
Yeah, it's... You know, I know you got to fill time, so it's us to us, up to people like myself who are the intelligent part of the audience, who tell you when you say things that are absolute and not true.
Like what?
You make them an absolute. You said everybody wanted Carson Wentz here.
Now, well, a lot of people did.
I didn't want Carson Wentz here. Well, that's a different story. A lot of people is a different term. than everybody. I'm not everybody. As far as I'm concerned, when it happened, I wanted Taylor to play. Give him a chance. Fortunately, they didn't, because that screwed him up enough over the next couple of years that we got the second pick in the draft. I think that Taylor would have screwed that up. I think he would have won more games, and then we would have gotten the second pick. But as far as I could tell you, I did not want Carson Wentz here. I never wanted other people's throw-offs to come here. In my opinion, when it comes to the quarterback position, the only good ones, the best ones, are the ones you get from the draft. Because if you are a team that drafts a good quarterback, you don't let them go. Nobody lets a good quarterback go. If they let them go, they ain't no good. That's it. Okay, now is there a few maybe possible examples? None that I can think of. Maybe Brad Johnson, who went to Tampa, but he also had a hell of a defense to play for him too there. He could have won a Super Bowl here if it hadn't been for the idiots that were running the team. As far as what Indianapolis is doing, you know, I don't know. You know, that's a different story. I mean, if they want to tank and try to pick up Manning, that's a possibility. But who says he's going to be all that? You know, when Jaden Daniels was playing at LSU, who knew his first year at LSU, even halfway through his second year at LSU, that he was going to be this kind of quarterback? Nobody did. They started looking at it, and they didn't see it until he started getting close to the Heisman Trophy in 24. And that's when people started looking at him and saying, you know what? Because everybody thought Caleb Williams was the man. That's the guy you got to get. You got to tank to get the number one. Thank God we didn't get that number one. Or if we got the number one, I think they would have been smart enough to take Daniels instead. That's how good this group of management we have right now is. But all I can tell you is every time you start talking in absolutes, if I'm not part of that absolute, I'm going to call you up.
Well, Stevie Ray, you can call me up and challenge me all you want. No offense. I didn't take into account your opinions 4 years ago on my survey of the Commanders fans or Washington football team fans that were excited about Carson Wentz.
That's why I gave you the thing and said, listen, it's up to us to call you up to call you.
Yeah, exactly.
You have too much to do to worry about me and what I'm doing.
But anytime you want to call me out on the carpet, you're more than welcome to. I actually do appreciate you. So, you know, anytime you want, go right ahead. You know that I have thick skin. I can take a lot. So I'm with you.
I want to say one more thing. Yeah. I want to talk about Pauly for 1 second.
Yeah, real quick.
You got more brains about football than he does with his little finger. You know why? Because he don't have no brains about football either. So he ain't the end all and be all when it comes to talking about football. And he's probably listening to me right now, so that's good, because maybe we can get a little
him. Yeah.
I'm telling you, but I'm going to tell you right now, he ain't the end all and be all when it comes to football. He don't know everything. You know, I don't know everything. That's why, you know, that's why they pay the coaches millions
of
dollars to play.
I don't know everything. I admit that all the time. I used to not admit that,
somebody calling you on the phone.
Yeah.
You got somebody calling the phone calling you an idiot about football. You're not.
Exactly.
Okay? You're not the best, but you're not the worst.
Well, I'm pretty close to the best. Thank you, Stevie Ray. Appreciate you.
I'll talk to you later.
Sports Talk on the Team 980. And Football Talk is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Week 1, September 7th, so that's a couple of weeks away. But, Metal, you found out tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, we get to watch the Vikings and Tennessee on Paramount Plus tomorrow night.
There you go. The Vikings and the Titans on a Friday night on Paramount Plus. Here's what I might do. I might get some fattening Chinese food that my doctor would absolutely disapprove of and watch Paramount Plus Vikings and Titans.
Starts at 8.
I mean, let's go. I mean, Unfortunately, I don't think J.J. McCarthy is playing. I don't think. I thought I read that. Cam Ward probably not going to play. But, you know,
It's football, and we're getting our last taste before the real season starts here.
Right, right. Watch it on Paramount Plus, baby. And watch your local NFL coverage, of course, on CBS. There you go. All right, so before we get into the Commanders ESPN thing and the ranking position by position, I knew if we talked about Carson Wentz and everybody not wanting Carson Wentz, I knew somebody would answer the bell. I was not expecting Stevie Ray, but I knew we could smoke out Dr. Sabah. Hello, Doc. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Stevie Ray. Oh, yeah. Man, I have been wanting to call in, like, this whole week. I've just been slammed. I almost missed today, actually. I had to ask Middle Chris, you know, what you guys were talking about, and then I heard Stevie Ray. So thank you, Stevie Ray. Yes, nobody wanted that Carson, what is it? What do they call it? Wrench or whatever. He's horrible. He wins when he throws the ball.
Ron Rivera wanted him.
Who did?
Ron. Ron, yeah.
Of course. Ron, actually, listen, after the, I didn't want Fitzpatrick after what I saw from Taylor in the Tampa Bay playoff game. And then he comes in, you know, I'm at the first game of the season. I'm at the Charger game, and lo and behold, you know, Fitzy has his little fake injury that he injured on the slide back in the summer.
His little fake injury. It was the last down. It was the last game he played.
Yeah, but it was the very first, like, I think first quarter of the first game.
Yeah.
He, like, you know, somebody blew on him. He said, oh, I'm injured. I can't get up. And he collected his money ever since. And then Taylor actually made us respectable. And then I remember the only reason why the media loved, you know, oh, Carson Wentz, because they hated Taylor Heineke. They would go, oh, you know, Kevin, he's an upgrade. No, he wasn't. He's a suck-grade is what he was. And then for Taylor to bring us out of the depth of 1-5 that Carson put us in, we're in the playoffs, and then stupid Ron had to do the Cleveland game, and even after the guy threw three interceptions, still didn't put him in and kicked us out of the playoffs. He did not want Taylor taking us to the playoffs. So nobody wanted Carson Wentz. Nobody at all, okay?
Now, that's not true. The fan base was jacked up for Carson Wentz.
You know why? It was because they hated Taylor. They wanted to be right about Taylor.
They didn't hate. Who hated Taylor? Who hated Taylor except analysts that realized how limited he was?
He's limited.
He is limited.
He won the Heisman Trophy for his, like, division. You know what I mean? For his whatever he was in, he was a really great quarterback.
How many Heisman Trophy quarterbacks have sucked in the NFL?
Who?
How many Heisman Trophy quarterbacks have stunk in the NFL?
Okay, well, then why are you talking about Anthony Richardson? He should have never been drafted where he was drafted. He is much worse than Taylor Heineken. All y'all talk about, where can he go? Where can he get another chance? He cannot throw the ball. He is the lowest-rated passer, like, by far. Some guy was on the radio this morning talking about it. It was facts. I'm not just making that stuff up. But can I chime in? You were talking yesterday about, like, what our predictions are, or, like, how we think the defense and what happened in the preseason game.
Yeah.
I was upset in a way that Jaden did not pass the ball. I want him to throw the ball, particularly in the preseason, so we can see what we got. And honestly, Chris, I think that our passing game, and the reason why they're not signing Terry and not giving him what he wants, I honestly think that Jaden is going to do those pretend pass plays. If you notice, every third and long or fourth and long, it's a pretend pass, and it's really a run. He's not even looking to throw it, unless it's a go ball or the guy's wide open. He is not going to throw into coverage. He's going to go back there. Oh, let me scoot through and run for 11 yards. And I think that is our offense. We're going to run, and run. So if fantasy football gets you rushing touchdowns, get them in your league. But if it's passing touchdowns, it's got to be some kind of trickery or something. I don't see that that's what he's going to do. And as far as the defense, everybody crams on the defense. Guess what they did against Detroit? 4 turnovers. No one wants to mention that. They want to give the offense all the credit. We got 4 turnovers against Detroit in the playoffs. So I just want to give the defense a shout out on that one.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate
you. All right, see you.
Should we take who's next now?
Might as well.
He got smoked.
Keep on coming.
He got smoked out by Stevie Ray, and now Paulie is here to defend himself. Hello, Paulie.
Hell to the W, man.
What's going on?
Ray, who is Stevie Ray, man? I ain't even hear none of that crap, man. What Stevie Ray had to say?
He just called 4 minutes ago. Don't tell me you weren't listening.
I have to use the Odyssey Rewind feature.
I had to go back and hear that, man. I had to address him tomorrow because I didn't hear that. I actually stepped out and, you know, pumped some gas.
Oh, okay.
So, let me show you this, Russell.
Basically, Stevie Ray was saying that you don't know as much football as you think you know.
Oh, I know way. I know more than Stevie Ray. How about that one, Stevie Ray? We can battle them wits any day, any time. I'm on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. Greed 34, baby. Anyways, Russell, you're wrong. The fan base wasn't pumped up or jacked up about Carson Wentz.
What are you on Twitter? What are you on Twitter? I'll make sure I block you. What is it?
If you blocked me, nobody would talk to you. Hey, listen, your boys, you know what I mean? Your brethren, D. Mitch and J.P. Finley, I remember 2 years in a row, put a poll out and took calls on did we want Carson Wentz or not. And it was an astounding hell to the no. We didn't want Carson Wentz. But once they made the move for Carson Wentz, we just supported it. That's mm-hmm. all it was. But we didn't want Carson Wentz. There was only one person that was excited about Carson Wentz, and that was that little guy that used to be our owner because he finally thought he had a quarterback that he could market. That's all that was. But, yeah, man, you're wrong on that Carson Wentz. We wasn't jacked up over him, man.
Jacked up might be strong, but people were
–
People were optimistic. People were hopeful.
Once we made the move, we just supported it. But we didn't like the move because we gave up too much. Then had to eat his money. You know what I mean? But as far as this Richardson, Daniel Jones thing goes, listen, man, the coach botched that thing from the beginning. You know, everybody knew what Richardson was coming out of college. Full of potential with raw talent. That's it. And they tried it. They should have sat him for a year, you know. And then when they played him, they should have played to his strengths, almost how Baltimore did with Lamar Jackson. Like, they was the same type of passers coming out, real raw. Then, you know, and they didn't do it. They had Jonathan Taylor. All they had to do was lean on Jonathan Taylor and bring him along slowly. But they wanted him to come in and be C.J. Stroud and how Jaden was last year. And it backfired in his face because, like you said, he got hurt. And injuries is the number one stunter of development. You know, so they just botched that whole situation. You know, and Shabazz right. He should have been taken that high. But, they took him to high off his potential, and they were desperate. You know, they went from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. And then all of a sudden, they were sitting out here on the outside looking in without a franchise guy. And they panicked. They took the guy that should have went that high, and they didn't develop him the right way. So that's on them. Daniel Jones is just a stopgap. Like you said, at some point in this season, either he's going to get hurt or he's going to go through his little turnover-prone thing like he likes to do. You know, I'm glad he's not playing us this year. That's the only game he probably would look good in.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And you know, they'll all be looking for jobs next year. All of them.
Listen, I don't think Daniel Jones is saving anybody's job either, but I just think he gives them a better chance than Anthony Richardson. But
he gives them a better chance because he's a more professional passer.
Well, he's also more experienced. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's why. You know?
Right.
And really, Anthony Richardson is still stuck on the first step. You know, he hasn't graduated to step two yet. And it's definitely not going to happen with him sitting on the bench. You know, it almost reminds me of RG3. That's why RG3 never could get out of his own way. You know, yeah, he stayed in the league for a good amount of time, but he never got better.
Wow.
He was sitting on the bench the whole time as a backup.
Well, now RG3 can't get out of his own way on Twitter and social media. So, I mean, what's the difference? He's just moved from one pot to the other.
He can't get out of his own mouth.
Wow.
Pause.
That's true.
What's wrong with him?
Ho!
Put out his mouth.
Ho! All right, Paulie. Hey, who loves you, baby?
Man. Shout out to Bob.
Paulie, who loves you, baby?
So Bob does. Hail to the W, baby.
Bye, Paulie. Blocked. We didn't have to gong him today. We're just going to block him on Twitter. Odyssey Sports training camp coverage is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. There you go. Coming up, the Commanders ranked where in watchability? Like, wait, what world are we living in? People actually want to watch the Commanders? Yeah, they do. Where did they rank in watchability? The answer next and why on the Team 980. Always live, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
All right, coming up next, Burgundy and Gold today. Linnell Willingham and Anthony Haney, who's out in the bullpen. He's got his spaghetti and meat sauce. He's got his Texas toast. He's got extra bread for extra carbs. He's got his, what do you call that thing on your head? What is that thing? The purple thing. It's not a bandana. It's like
a do-rag.
Yeah, do-rag. Is that what they is? Is that what you call it? I think so. It's very purple. I mean, it looks like Barney. It's very purple.
I'm not going that far. Barney, hold on now.
Either that, or he looks like he's getting ready for his favorite NFL team, the Baltimore Ravens, to walk into town with the purple.
Could be a Vikings fan. I don't know.
Maybe. 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 I mean,
purple looks a little more Vikings shade.
First of all, Mr. Chris Russell,
you got to talk louder.
Why are you talking about me?
Well, Well, because
I did nothing to you.
No, you didn't do anything to me. I'm doing my best impersonation of Doc Walker.
Okay.
Talking about everybody on the staff.
Got you. I know he loves to talk about, you know, what I have under this do-rag of mine. The waves, he usually says, I put, you know, some type of hair gel or, you know, lotion or something in my hair. And that's far from the truth. I put nothing in my hair, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe some oil.
Some oil?
Olive oil.
Really?
Yes. It's good for your hair.
Is it really?
Yeah. I don't put it in there often. Well, it's good for.
So, like, I should go in the shower and just pour a little olive oil? What about some red wine vinegar?
Well, our hair texture is a little different. Uh-huh. So, I don't know.
I think so.
Okay.
So, I wasn't talking about your hair. I was just trying to describe what was walking towards me through the window. I was more promoting your show.
Okay. Got you.
You know, I was saying Burgundy and Gold today, Linnell Willingham, along with the great Anthony Haney, the very talented, the debonair, the sophisticated Anthony Haney.
Okay.
With the purple do-rag. And I was then surmising that you were a Baltimore Ravens fan and you were excited about your favorite team waltzing into town, who was, by the way, afraid to take on the favorite team, the real favorite team, the hometown team. Yeah. I mean, you know, all of us Commanders fans.
Yeah. The Ravens are, you know, my second team. So,
yeah, absolutely. There you go.
Yeah. That's why I wear this.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you're excited.
Yeah.
You're going to be at the game on Saturday?
I will not be. But you will.
Don't remind me. I'd much rather be home doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Keeping my ass on the couch. Look what I got in the mail this morning.
Oh, wow.
Right? Now, finding time to go through all this?
Yeah.
The Phil Steele College Football 2025 preview, 350 plus pages. So while some of you guys play video games, I'll be poring over Phil Steele.
I'm proud of you.
Trying to get immense college football knowledge so that I can just continue to knock it out of the park.
I love that for you, Chris.
Yeah, thanks.
I need to do a little bit more reading. So when you're done with that in a couple months, pass it on over.
Okay. I'll give it to you after the season, okay?
Say no more.
Yeah. So if I asked you who is the most watchable team in the NFL entering the 2025 season, you would say?
The most watchable?
However you would define that.
So there's a guy that wears 15 in Kansas City. Anytime he plays, I got to turn the TV on. Lamar Jackson, my favorite NFL player. I have to see him. He's must-see TV.
Not watchable player, watchable team.
Oh, yeah, the
but
Ravens.
Because he's the quarterback, you're...
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think you got to look at the quarterback here in D.C.
Ooh.
Jaden Daniels and the Commanders.
Ooh.
That's who I will have to go with.
I'm going to tell you where the Commanders and Jaden Daniels ranked.
Oh, my gosh.
In just a couple of moments on the other side of a trending alert. That's what we call a tease in this business.
I'm proud of you.
And now we've got to execute it.
Yeah.
Right now I can't forget and get sidetracked because you got to promise and then you got to deliver on your tease. It's Radio 101. Yesterday was National Radio Day. You know? So we're doing radio.
Yes.
All right, let's do it. That's Anthony Haney. He's coming up in about a half an hour. Somehow he'll add some common sense to Linnell Willingham, and they'll make it work over the next 3 hours on the Team 980, and we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Yo, we're getting set for afternoon baseball right here in the Navy Yard, pending the rain, and it is pretty... overcast, to say the least. It is not currently raining, so it looks like we'll get an on-time start, 4:05, a half an hour from now, as the Mets and the Nationals play the rubber match of their three-game midweek series before the Nats head up to Philadelphia for a weekend series coming up. Nats winning 5-4 last night. Commanders done with practice for the day. Terry McLaurin was out on the sidelines during the team portion, not the individual portion, of course. They waited until the cameras were all shut down, but he was then spotted via camera, or at least picture, meeting with the wide receivers on the field at the end of practice. He did not practice, of course, as he continues to ramp up after being lifted off of preseason PUP. Commanders, Ravens, Saturday at noon. And The NFL preseason, of course, coming to a wrap. Bunch of big trades yesterday. We'll go over some of that coming up here in the final couple of minutes of the show and tell you where the Commanders rank in watchability. That's all next. And that's what's trending right here on the Team 980.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know what I found during the break? I finally found the numbers that I was looking for. The analytics amigos helped me out on Anthony Richardson and why he stinks. Warren Sharp had this last night. I finally found it. Finally. Anthony Richardson. Quarterbacks. 55 of them have at least 175 attempts in the last 2 years. Last 2 years. 55 quarterbacks have at least 175 attempts. Where would you guess, Metal, that he ranks in accuracy? That's completion percentage, presumably.
There's completion rate and then there's accuracy. So there's two areas that out of 55 quarterbacks with at least 175 attempts in the last 2 years, where would you guess Anthony Richardson ranks? No idea?
No. not well.
If there's 55 quarterbacks, well, and I think he's really, really bad, Metal, where would you guess?
I know bad. He's going to be towards the bottom.
Yes.
Here's what I'm saying.
You're not wrong.
They always have, whenever you're getting these guys that, like, when you're talking 55, now these aren't just the starters anymore. You know,
right, correct.
You're dealing with backups and correct. Things like that. And then there's always some metrics that are like, must have thrown a certain amount of passes or started a certain amount of games. And so there's a metric there that I don't know where their cutoff is.
Let me help you out. If there's 55 quarterbacks that threw at least 175 attempts over the last 2 years, okay. Anthony Richardson ranks 55th. Out of 55 in accuracy. He ranks 55th out of 55 in completion rate. That's percentage. Yeah. He ranks 50th of 55 in touchdown to interception ratio. That's all you need to know.
Come on.
There's nothing to this other than he stinks. He's not good. He's got a cannon for an arm, and he can't play yet. And he may never get a chance to play because the coach and the general manager want to win games
and
in a very
years,
winnable
right?
division.
You said it was over. That's 2 years. Yeah. So that includes like Sam Howell is in there, and he's
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. 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 I mean, really bad. Really bad. All right. Here's the thing that I keep teasing. The Commanders, from a watchability aspect, Ben Solak of ESPN did this. He graded watchability on a couple of key categories. One, big plays. And he talks about running backs that can score from their own 20-yard line, blah, 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 blah. Two, close games. He talks about, you know, obviously games being tight down the stretch, so on and so forth. I think you can figure that out. Star players is the next category. I think you can pretty much speak to your own on that. And cool stuff. That's wackadoo formations, you know, Ben Johnson, histrionics and tricks and all that stuff. So four categories, cool stuff, star players, close games, and big plays. And Ben Solak graded or ranked all 32 teams in his, what he's calling, official 2025 NFL watchability rankings. And the Washington Commanders. The Washington Commanders. We asked Anthony Haney. He said Kansas City. He said Baltimore. And then he said Washington. The Washington Commanders came in number one.
Wow. I'm actually surprised by that.
In 1 year, the Commanders have gone from a joke of the NFL to the number one most watchable team, according to Ben Solak of ESPN. Here's what he said. Quote, the Commanders were the perfect team to watch last season. 12 of their games ended within an 8-point margin, more than all but three other teams. In the fourth quarter, they had 19 scoring drives, fourth most, and surrendered 20 scoring drives. Not good. Sixth most. A big part of that is they played fast under Cliff Kingsbury, with the most no-huddle plays of any team since the Chip Kelly Eagles. Having more plays equals more excitement, more opportunity for excitement. What else? He says, Jaden Daniels was sick. He's right. The Commanders completed multiple Hail Marys, one of which won them a legendary game that broke the Bears franchise. Daniels was electric. The Commanders had the best fourth down conversion rate in the history, for a team that attempted more than 10 fourth down conversions at 87%. Daniels was not only sick, he was magical. But I also just, and this is Ben Solak and ESPN writing this, but I also just enjoyed rooting for them. It's been a couple of tough decades for Washington fans. And the team got a huge likability boost in the Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Jaden Daniels era. I wanted to see them succeed. So Solak puts them number one
on the Dick Clark Top 40 Countdown. Number one.
Ahead of the Baltimore Ravens, who are number two. Number two, because of Lamar Jackson, because of Derrick Henry.
I would have thought the Bills would be up there, too. You guys didn't mention the Bills in the last segment, but I was like, the Bills, man, and everybody's kind of like, you know, the small market. Everybody's kind of rooting for them. They've been beat up by the Patriots for decades. And
you know where the Bills rank in this? This is kind of interesting and really weird. The Bills are not a top 10 team.
I find that weird.
I disagree with that tremendously as well. I mean, you got Josh Allen, who's awesome. You've got James Cook, who just re-signed long-term extension. You got the Hard Knocks thing. He's got the Bills at 11, but that's probably because they don't have any stud receivers.
Yeah, but
so that's
not
why
what
they
makes
get
him necessarily
out.
Watchable, you
well,
think.
Well, but in his eyes, he's breaking it down into star players, close games.
But Josh Allen does amazing stuff in close games.
I'm with you. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. He's got the Packers at 10, one spot ahead of the Bills. He's got the Vegas Raiders at number 9.
No, it was this guy from Seattle.
I don't know where Solak is from, but I mean, he's talking about Brock Bowers.
Sure,
I guess now Ashton Jeanty, although Ashton Jeanty hasn't done anything yet.
Jeanty has looked pretty
amazing so far. He's got the Jaguars
so far,
at number 8. I mean, he's heavily counting on the Jaguars and the Raiders to be much more enticing this year. That's got to be the
Hunter on the Jags.
Yeah.
I get it. Like there's a, you know, if he lives
Brian
up to
Thomas
this hype,
too.
You know, but If Hunter lives up to this hype, we could be seeing something we've never seen before. And there's a watchability with that. But
I mean, Brian Thomas is
also
good. But I mean, Trevor Lawrence has taken major step backs over the last 2 years.
Big paycheck, though.
He does have a big paycheck, a much bigger paycheck than you and I combined. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 7th. Boy, they got a bunch of receiver injuries right now, but they do have Mike Evans. They do have Bucky Irvin. They do have Emeka Ebuka. And Godwin will be back probably week 3, week 4. And then who's the young kid that got hurt? Why is he slipped? Jalen McMillan. He'll be back at some point. That one's probably more midway through the season. The Atlanta Falcons are number 6 on this list. So he's got the Falcons, the Jaguars, and the Raiders, three teams that I don't know how many people would put in the top 10 of watchability. I mean, obviously the Falcons can score a lot of points because they do have a lot of weapons. In Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, now Michael Penix. But, and they give up a lot of points, and now they have an improved pass rush, but the Eagles are number 5 on the list. The Bengals, who give up a lot of points, but score a lot of points, and obviously have a lot of star players, number 4. The Lions at number 3. But yeah, the Commanders, the number one ranked team in watchability, according to Ben Solak of ESPN.
Lions at 3 seems a bit odd, too. I mean, I feel, again, they kind of have that underdog that's now good kind of thing, but didn't they lose both their coordinators,
yeah,
right?
They
like,
yeah.
They might not be as watchable this year as they were. We'll see, but...
You know, this is going to be...
Last year, yes, but this
year, this is going to be a true test of how overrated or underrated coaching is. To your point, they lost Ben Johnson, Bears head coach. You know the Bears are going to be better. Okay, how much better? That's going to depend on
Caleb.
Caleb
will probably have a much better run offense this year, if nothing
sure.
else.
Sure, but you don't know how much better, okay, because it depends on a lot of things. But they're going to be better. I don't think, look, the Lions are not going to win 14 games again this year like they did last year. I don't think that. But can the Lions win 11 or 12 games and still be explosive and fun? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they still have Jared Goff. They still have, what's his name at running back, Jahmyr Gibbs. They still have Amon-Ra St. Brown. They still have Sam Laporta, although he's a little bit banged up. They took a little bit of a nick on their offensive line. They get Aiden Hutchinson back.
That's a huge get back for them, though. I mean, that's...
The Lions are still going to be fun to watch.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know if they'll be as fun for the Grant Paulsons of the world, because... You know, Grant would have love children with Ben Johnson if he could. But, you know, I don't know about that. But they're still going to be pretty enticing to watch. All right. Coming up tomorrow, I got to find it, quite honestly. And I was unable to because my stupid phone. But there is a ranking that I know Linnell talked about yesterday on his show that I wanted to go over position by position, unit by unit, that ESPN did. And they had the Commanders' safeties as the worst group of safeties in the NFL. And I want to discuss that tomorrow on the show. But coming up next... Dumb Dumb of the Day. But first, we tell you that Odyssey Sports Training Camp coverage is brought to you by nationally by Geico. Switch and save and get more with Geico. There you have that. As well, don't forget, we keep telling you, man, yeah, Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, and there is no denying that. But you can always count on Sundays. Oh, Sundays. With the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com right now /NFL. That's ParamountPlus.com/NFL right now is what he wanted to say to get started today. So there you have that. Coming up, Dum Dum of the Day. Oh, baby. Chicken fingers? Chicken fingers? Really? We're going to fight about chicken fingers? We're going to fight about chicken fingers, huh? We're going to fight about chicken fingers? Really? Are we going to fight about chicken fingers? I'll tell you what the hell I mean next. Oh, yeah, you know what time it is, baby. It's time to celebrate the idiocy of the country that we're all stuck living in, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Metal, have you ever been on a cruise ship?
I've not been on a cruise, no. No, never really.
Have you ever had a wild Donnybrook brawl over chicken tenders?
No, not over chicken tenders.
Well, it's a good thing you weren't on the Carnival Cruise Line called Sunshine on Monday night as it was heading back to Miami at 2 a.m. in the morning.
What time on a cruise?
Somewhere at sea, at least two dozen, so at least 24 patrons of the cruise ship, guests, erupted into a massive brawl in the kitchen area, in the eating hall, where they were serving chicken tenders as a late night, overnight snack for everybody that was drinking and gambling. And apparently, there were smack talk leading up to the actual fight, which was over the chicken tenders. But ultimately, the chicken tenders was like the coup de grace. It was like the icing on the cake. And it said, you've got to see these guys just wailing on each other. I'll put the video up, the story up after the show. According to security, and I've seen the video, one of the security officers looks at the brawl, looks at all the guys fighting and wailing on each other, and runs away. He's like, nope, screw this. I'm not dealing with this. Then a couple of security guards obviously broke up the fight and the absolute chaos. A content creator from the Bronx filmed the fight and put it on his social media. He recorded his own reaction. He said, quote, over chicken tenders is crazy. The ultimately, the cruise ship said, we weren't close enough to know why the fight really started, but we just knew they were in line for food. So they don't know exactly what's going to happen because Carnival Cruise Lines did not immediately respond for a request for comment. The cruise ship had left Miami last Thursday, made two stops in the Bahamas before returning to Miami on Monday. So it was like a weekend bender. And boy, did they bend. There you go. 24 dum-dums all wrapped up in one over chicken tenders. Hey, where's the honey mustard? Honey mustard. Honey mustard. See, there might be only like two people listening that would know that reference.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
You won't, but my phone will, I'm expecting to hear somebody, a text or two, in just a couple of moments for honey mustard. Anyway, that is going to do it for us. Hey, Metal Chris, thank you for doing the last 4 days. Appreciate you very much. I know... Sometimes your value around here is underappreciated, but I appreciate you, okay?
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
There you go. That's Metal Chris. He's off to go see Acid Breath at a concert or a stage near you or something like that. I'm off to sit in lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of traffic, as I always do. Linnell Willingham, keep it company over the next 3 hours. Burgundy and Gold today. Give him your ear on your drive home. See you tomorrow at 1 for Feel Good Football Friday. And Mad Max with us as well. Adios.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.